Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. The story of Amal Shaheed, the main character in the book Punching the Air, is inspired by the life story of one of my next guests, Yusuf Salam. Yusuf was one of the five teenagers wrongly convicted of the headline-generating Central Park jogger case here in New York. He and the other boys were railroaded and spent years in prison for a crime they did not commit. Yusuf Salam has collaborated with celebrated author Ibi Nwoye to create a YA novel written in verse about 16-year-old Amal, a talented art student. Amal was present when some kids started fighting, and it might have been described as just that, a street fight, but not when you're a black teenager in your gentrifying neighborhood. The situation goes awry. Amal is wrongly fingered for assault with a deadly weapon, his skateboard, and he's shipped off to prison. While incarcerated, Amal is in a different kind of fight, a fight for his humanity and a fight against a system that seems hell-bent on making sure he doesn't receive any kind of justice. But as we learn through Amal's poetry and art, his fight to be seen began early for him, as it does for many black children, with assumptions made about them and what their actions mean. Take this section from a book called Clone, after a small scuffle in school. Clone. Ever since that day in fifth grade, my teacher watched me so hard, so close, that I felt like I was trying to break out of prison even though it was just school. Every dumb thing I did, they thought it was because of trouble at home, an absent father, a tired mother, not enough books, not enough vegetables, not enough sleep. They believed those lies about me and made themselves a whole other boy in their minds and replaced him with me. Kirkus Reviews ran this headline about Punching the Air, award-worthy, soul-stirring, a must-read. Joining us now today on their publishing day are Ibi Nwoye. Ibi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Yusuf Salam, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Ibi, the title of this book can mean a lot of things when you consider the story. For you, what does the title mean?
Well, the title has two purposes. It is both victorious and it's an act of frustration. You can be punching the air. You're punching something that you feel, but you cannot see. And to us, it represents the idea of racism. It's not something that you could punch like a wall. It's something that you feel it, but you can't wrap your hand around it. It's not very tangible. It's an idea that's pervasive like air.
Yusuf, you met Ibi when you both were in college here in New York City at Hunter College, and you connected later when Ibi was on a book tour for her first novel. Now, you've always written poetry and rap lyrics, so you guys realized, yes, we should work on this project. Why did you think it should be a YA novel as opposed to a book of poetry or a memoir of some sort, Yusuf? Why did you think YA was a good vehicle for this story?
You know, the great thing about speaking to young people, young adults, is that we got an opportunity to affect the future and make sure that the future was alive and well by speaking to them through this medium of punching the air. Punching the air is, you know, I've been describing it as the water to the seeds of greatness inside of each of us. And to that point, we wanted to make sure that the younger you are, the more information you have, the more you are equipped with understanding your greatness and your position and your purpose in life, the better we will all be because of it. And so Punching the Air shows up to really speak to that point and give young people in particular the greatest opportunity to grow and develop into the great beings that we need, psychosocially, understanding that they matter.
Mm-hmm. Ibi, the way the book is written, you know, a lot of people, a lot of reviews and everything sort of focus on the incarceration part, but I think it really shines a light on the emotional toll of people's stereotypes and expectations rather than the truth of the situation. Why is YA a good vehicle to explore this idea?
Like a genre. YA is, that's my life work. Mm-hmm. I write for children in particular. I got an MFA in writing for children and young adults. And the most important reason why Punching the Air is a young adult novel is because Yusuf was 15 and 16 when this horrible thing happened to him.
Right.
We both agreed that we should not let the world forget that he was a child, accused of a heinous crime, wrongly accused of a heinous crime. And children, young readers, need to know that this is something that happened to someone their age, and to think about what it means to be 15 and not having a sense of the world, not being out in the world completely, being a high schooler who's having fun. And one day you're accused of this heinous crime and your life is forever changed. So YA novels are just an important medium to just remind the world that children have feelings, they have views on the world, and adults control their lives in ways that truly affect the rest of their lives.
Yousef Amal's a kid. He's very much a kid. He has kids' reactions, yet he has an awareness about him and what's happening to him. Were you like that as a young man, and how did you deal with the frustration of unfairness?
Yeah, I was, actually. And it was really eye-opening to want the American dream, but to be, you know, violently awakened to the American nightmare. And I think that part of the way that I was able to deal with that type of frustration was taking that energy and instead of it allowing it to metastasize in me and really destroy me, in the words of Nelson Mandela, he said, you know, he had to leave anger and bitterness in the prison because if he took it outside with him, it would destroy him. And then I heard the words of Dr. Maya Angelou that said, you should be angry because, you know, one of the things I understand about anger is anger allows you to change your condition. She said, you should be angry, but you must not be bitter. Bitterness is like a cancer. It eats upon the host. It doesn't do anything to the object of its displeasure. Then she teaches us something really important. She says, use that anger. You dance it. You march it. You vote it. You talk it. Never stop talking it. And I think that that is the way that we become alchemists in life. You know, we sometimes get run over by the spike wheels of oppression, and we want an apology for that. And oftentimes that apology will never come. And therefore, we're the one that is stuck in that oppression, stuck in that time of want, without being able to give ourselves the ability to forgive the person who harmed us, surgically removing that ball and chain, and allowing us to move forward without all of the weight of wanting. You know, I think that it was tremendous in that it gave me that ability to do that. That said, you know what, I'm not going to be bitter, but I'm going to be better about my life and giving more to society so that society can know that we need you. You're important.
My guests are Ibi Zoboi and Yousef Salam. Punching the Air is the name of the book. And one of the chapters are named after pieces of art. There's The Thinker and Guernica. And this one chapter, Blank Canvas, this is when Amal is incarcerated. It's just one page. It says, I have a crayon and paper. I did not know that I could hold this little bit of freedom in my hands. Yousef, was there a specific time you can describe when your creative side really helped you maintain who you were and your humanity?
You know, I want to tell you that it was all throughout my prison time. Mm-hmm. You know, writing poetry and drawing art gave me the tremendous ability to be free mentally, even though my body was in bondage. It gave me an out that I needed because it allowed me to be explorative and really, really, you know, if I was angry, I could draw it, I could write it, I could educate myself through my words because I would read it later on in life and be encouraged by it. I would read things and I would look at artwork that I produced. You know, I would recreate the pants that I had on that fateful night in the prison. And it was amazing to see how the shift from being a person who was exploring different fields was able to really kind of get into a more expertise flow because of that. You know, art gave me a tremendous out. And that's one of the reasons why we put it in our book, Punching the Air, as well, because we wanted to speak to the necessity for art to be in public spaces, especially in schools, giving people the awesome opportunity to participate in their own beauty as artists and pieces of art and works of art.
Ibi, before I go, I do want to touch on this one issue I think is really important, and it's about gentrification. And it's really important in the story because it's about ownership and who belongs where and who thinks they belong where. What did you want to explore about gentrification and how it changes the way we view one another?
Well, firstly, when Yousef and I were thinking about what should the crime be, because we wanted it to be very different from his experience, we were pulling from our experiences of growing up in New York City. New York City, there weren't any gentrifying neighborhoods in New York City. What there was segregation. And the lines were very clear who lives where and who should be where. And Yusef Hawkins was someone that we remembered, and there's a recent documentary about his murder. So while New York City in the 80s is not the same as it is now, we wanted to examine this idea of where black meets white, those invisible borders where young people begin to cross because of gentrification. And we wanted to just set the stage where those two demographics could clash. And it's happened in New York City before. It continues to happen. And we decided to put it in the novel because it's very real.
I tell you, I gulped this book. I fully did. And it's an extraordinary piece of work. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. And thank you for writing Punching the Air, Ibi Zoboi and Yusef Salaam. Thank you for being with us on All of It.
Thank you for having us.